I am excited to have in studio with us Dr. Neil Fischbach, who is the president and chief medical officer at Thrive Cooperative Center for Wellness. And Dr. Neil, can I call you Dr. Neil?
Perfect.
I'm glad to have you here, Neil. Welcome to WACC. How are you?
I am so good, Melissa. So thrilled to be here with you and share what Thrive is all about with your audience. So thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. First of all, let's start right there. What is Thrive if people haven't heard of you before?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Quite simply, Thrive is a comprehensive and holistic wellness center for people and their care partners whose lives have been touched by cancer. So our mission, simply, is to provide every person whose life has been touched by cancer and their caregivers with the tools to thrive from the time of diagnosis through treatment and beyond. So that's any cancer and really any time on the treatment spectrum, people who may be in the course of treatment for metastatic cancer all the way to those who had childhood cancer and may still be living with some of the physical, emotional, or financial side effects of that treatment.
Wow. And this is a nonprofit, right? I mean, are people who are using your services, are they paying for it?
So we are a nonprofit. We are completely independent. We're not associated with any health center. Our funds come largely from philanthropy and grants. Due to the financial realities of the world, realities, we do have a small membership fee. We are quite explicitly a co-op. So your membership fee is for full utilization of the facility, from all of our offerings to using our joint co-op workspace to using our ceramic coffee mugs and what's in the fridge. But yes, we do have a small membership fee, $25 a month, but very intentionally for those who are not able to pay that, we do have financial assistance.
I mean, when you talk about, let's take like a step back really quick, because I do think it's important that people know that there is a fee. However, when you hear $25, to me, that sounds like, I'm sorry, but pennies compared to what people pay when you talk about not so much cancer treatment, but what you need while you are going through the cancer journey. So that could be, you know, anything from, you know, what your physical needs are, your mental needs are, the support for your caregivers. I mean, that costs a lot of money. And a lot of times families or people who are touched by cancer are not going to spend the money to get those things because they just can't afford it. So to me, I mean, let's talk about what Thrive offers, because, man, when you hear what you guys are offering for people who have a $25 membership, all of a sudden $25 to me doesn't sound like an awful lot at all.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you feel that way. So intentionally, one goal of Thrive is to reach populations of people who've been touched by cancer that we don't see typically in our survivorship efforts. And those include people who aren't able to access services due to financial toxicity, and cancer is top of the list in terms of financial toxicity. Mm. But those who, because of constraints of time, their jobs, or need for childcare, or even need for transportation, may not be able to make it to a conventional survivorship center. So we're trying to address all of those things. And while we will get to the myriad of services we offer, we really are looking for unique partnerships with our local academic institutions, granting institutions, and largely philanthropy. And Thrive is a co-op. We are deeply embedded in the community, and we're looking for community partners who would like to help in this effort. And when we think about it, everybody's life has been touched by cancer, either mm-hmm. personally, someone they love and care about deeply. And so everybody can join in this effort with us.
And even I will say, again, we have Dr. Neil Fischbach here, who is the president and chief medical officer at Thrive Cooperative Center for Wellness. I'll give you their website and all of that at the end of the interview. But another thing, too, Neil, that I, you know, for myself, I do have people who I know who've had cancer. But I know for myself, like personally, just that fear a couple years ago of potentially I had a potential cancer scare. Didn't end up being cancer, thank God. But just that idea of how common cancer is and how at the drop of a hat, for it doesn't matter how healthy you are, cancer just has no rhyme or reason. It literally can touch anybody. It doesn't care how much money you have, doesn't care what your background is. And I think just that normalization of how common cancer is would drive anybody to want to support a Thrive, for example, because you just don't know if you're ever going to need it or someone you know is going to need it. And if you don't, then you're super blessed to say, hey, let me help those who need that kind of support. So if people wanted to partner with Thrive, so like I know you're looking for partners, what is the best way to reach you guys?
Oh, yes, the best way is to reach out to our extraordinary executive director, Sue Kamek. And she's simply sue@thrivewellnessct.org. And we would love to meet with you. The easiest way is just come down and see us. We're at 12 Cambridge Drive in Trumbull, right on the Trumbull-Bridgeport border. Come take a tour. I think once you are inside the center and can feel what we're all about, I think that's the magic.
So I was going to ask, actually, so your location in Trumbull, is that the only location in Connecticut? Are you guys going to be expanding?
Yeah, we right now are a single institution. I think the concept of Thrive is one that is exportable, and I imagine that as people see what we're doing, they may want to emulate that other places. But we're focused right now in our area. Our executive director, her past life involved a lot of internet health-related programming, so we are going to have a large presence where people in California could join us for a yoga class followed by a cooking demonstration and then a mindfulness session from their home in the Bay Area. But quite intentionally, Thrive is also a local community, and Vivek Murthy, our Surgeon General, came to our large cancer convention last year, and he didn't come to talk about advances in cancer and the burden of cancer. He came to talk about loneliness and the epidemic of loneliness in America and its negative impact on our health. And that, to me, has been the most extraordinary thing about Thrive. When I hopped off the treadmill at our last Thrive boot camp, just around eight other Thrivers, woman to my left on a treadmill is going through therapy for metastatic breast cancer. The person to my right was a childhood cancer survivor and amputee. And right to the left of the woman who's a breast cancer survivor was her son. And just the magic that happened stepping off the treads and hot and sweaty and that kind of support and feeling of community, I think that has impressed me as the most valuable part of Thrive. So I think that being there is a critical aspect for people. And when people can come and just kind of let their hair down or let their cranial prosthesis down, if you will, you realize how needed Thrive is.
Yeah, there's a lot to celebrate at Thrive, which, by the way, Thrive is apparently first of its kind globally, an independent wellness center for anyone impacted by cancer and not affiliated with any healthcare system or insurance plans. We are chatting this morning with Dr. Neil Fischbach, who is the president and chief medical officer at Thrive Cooperative Center for Wellness. And I wanted to talk about some of the programs that people who are involved with Thrive and they buy a membership, which, by the way, is, to me, when you hear about all the things being offered to people who are in the Thrive family, $25 to me is nothing. Tell us, if you don't mind, Neil, some of the things that you offer for people.
Yeah, well, Thrive really is built on four pillars. The first pillar is our exercise and movement program. The second pillar is our mental health and support. Third is our community activism and education. And fourth is, as I mentioned before, really community building. So the first pillar, exercise. One of the factors that really makes Thrive unique, we have a full-service gym. We have a 8,400-square-foot facility. Roughly half of that is a full-service gymnasium, and we have certified trainers who are extraordinary and glad to meet people wherever they are. Whether you are the child of a cancer thriver and you're looking to be a D1 athlete, to someone who may be in their 80s who has significant limitations related to their disease, we're going to get the most out of your life. The adage of add years to your life and life to your years. That's what we're looking for. We have a very broad array of educational programs, everything from cooking classes to gardening groupies.
That's
one of our most popular groups. And our mental health and support group, that's a key pillar for us. Thrive is, and cancer recognized are as tough mentally as they are physically. So we have a wide variety of support groups facilitated by PhD-level psychologists. We have other groups which have been conceived of by our members. Again, we're quite intentionally a co-op. So one of our most popular groups is a faith-based support group and weekly prayer and Bible study group. And that
was
conceived of and led by one of our members.
Mm.
Our public outreach and education is really important. But as I mentioned before, really the magic happens in the community creation. Just being there among people with a shared experience is where magic happens.
I mean, just the first pillar that you described, like that gymnasium and the trainers and all the opportunity there, I could tell you, you're not going to find that at any just old gym for $25. And that's not even adding the other three pillars. So to me, I just think what Thrive is doing, again, there's a reason it's the first of its kind. And right now, if people want to get involved with it, either as members or if people want to partner and really help to continue making Thrive, really reach people and give the resources that are so needed for people touched by cancer, what is the best way? I know you had said you could reach out to Sue directly, but it looks like you have a really amazing website. I mean, as soon as you go to the homepage, just inspiring, beautiful.
Yes. So please come on over to our website. We are at www.thrivewellnessct.org, and there's options there. You can see our services, see some of our Thrivers in action, and also buttons to click to help connect with us to partner.
Yeah, there's an opportunity to join right at the top. There's also a button to donate. I also wanted to see what's going on here, anything that's happening in the near future that maybe we want to plug or... Let me just see. I'm looking. Ooh, look at that. How fun is that? It says membership is free until September 1st.
Our grand opening. We've been open for about a year.
Yes.
Doing primarily educational events, support groups, and we are just gearing up our exercise programming. And September 15th is our grand opening. We're going to be open every day from 8 to 6 and on Saturdays from 8 to 1. Closed on Sundays. And for the first few months that we're open, personal training will be free at some drop-in hours. After that, if you wish to participate and have some personal training, again, our trainers are available for one-on-ones, and they'll be offering a variety of group sessions as well.
That's so cool. I mean, and like I said, if you look at their website, it's super easy to follow along. But, you know, like during the month of August, you had yoga for free. There's a session coming up later this month where there's like a relaxing gong sound session. That sounds amazing.
Yes,
I want to sign up for that.
So your $25 a month membership does get you all of our movement classes, including yoga, are included in that
That's
membership.
Amazing. I just think this is such an again, I'm surprised that we don't have more things like this, but I'm glad that we have it, and it's right here in our listening area in Fairfield County, which is Thrive Cooperative Center for Wellness. Again, the website is thrivewellnessct.org. Again, thrivewellnessct.org. And Dr. Neil Fischbach, I want to thank you so much for being in studio.
Really, thanks for the privilege, and come on down and see what we're all about.
Yeah. I want to come see things.
Yeah.
I want to take a class with you.
Perfect, exactly.
Right?
It is doing good feels good.
Okay.
And when you see our instructors and trainers at work, many of whom have been through the cancer mill themselves, you realize, I think, what as a oncologist, often what I kind of ache for is that just ability to share the experience.
Yeah.
And I get so much out of doing our weekly boot camps together, participating in our Taco Tuesday information session, open forum on cancer. And so I hope people will come down and join us.
Totally. I would love to do that. And then after we get off the air, let's make a date. I would love to come down and check out the facility in Trumbull. That'd be really fun.
I would really
love that. Neil, thank you so much for what you're doing, for coming in studio today. Appreciate it. Yeah, we appreciate
you. Have a great day with the Bluefish Tournament and the great weather.
Hey, thank you. We appreciate it. Dr. Neil Fischbach. And again, that is Thrive. The website is thrivewellnessct.org if you want more information.